coffee is black. Can't you see we talking white?
Hot coffee!
We did not rehearse that. That was perfect.
It's a brand new hot coffee, mate. How good is that opener?
Welcome, everybody. That is, we're professional. We've made it. We're up like 10 credit points now. That's killing it.
They say that once you have three episodes now, you have to get a custom-made intro. And that
that's
is courtesy
podcast law. That's pod law.
Of our audio man, Zach, who works here with us. So big props to him. We thank him very much for that.
Zach Attack.
But yes, welcome to Hot Coffee. Episode 4, we're still here, and it's Friday.
Is it time to tell our listeners the truth?
What truth?
That we actually don't drink hot coffee? No, let's not tell them. Let's move on. Sorry, keep going.
Okay, yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, I like the occasional coffee, really, if you want to talk about it. I am a wog.
I just feel like we're getting this kind of relationship with our listeners now. We're getting tweets and stuff, and they're suggesting their favourite coffees. And I'm not a drinker of coffee.
You don't love coffee that much, do you?
No, I don't.
Which is interesting. Because that's the pot calling the kettle black. And that's a coffee related
classic
cliche or whatever it is.
Thanks, Dad.
No, as I was getting back to what I was saying, it's Friday. And we apologize for that we're bringing out a new episode to you on a Friday. Just been a bloody busy week.
And we stupidly promised last week that we'd have them out.
Hold on. You promised, not me.
I promised we'd record Tuesdays, but out by Wednesday.
It'd be out by Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Is that what I sound like?
No, but, you know.
And then this week, it's come to a halt. You've had a busy week, though, haven't you?
We both have. Yeah. And again, apologies. So much has been going on. As I said in the last ep, jury duty. I had jury duty on Monday, right? I can't go into that. As a member of the juror, I've got a position to uphold that I literally walked into. If you haven't been to jury duty, for those who are out there, this is what it's like. You get put into a room. You are known solely by a number. And if your number gets called, you'll be assigned to the case in which your number was called for.
It seems like it's actually affected you. You lost your identity, didn't you?
I'm so tilted. Since Monday,
you're at right angles and now you're at 45.
Right, so basically, got my number. It's like Hunger Games, right? You get your number. You're shitting yourself. You can't understand what's going on.
It's not like Hunger Games. It's not that
bad. No, it's not that bad. But no one wants to do it, right? Yeah. I was much happier to work then go and do it. But everyone's got to do it. It's part of the jury system, and that's fine.
It's part of being Australian citizen.
Yeah, that's right. But I got in there. I got selected, and then I made it all the way to the jury. Now, I don't know if I could say this much, but I walked up to the stand, and I was challenged. The lawyers there on either side and the parties, they can challenge. I was then challenged. They have to give no reason, and then I just walked away. Yep. That is it, and that is the end of my jury service until I'm again summoned again.
So, yeah. Wasn't like Hunger Games. That's a bit of a hyperbole there, wasn't it?
Okay. I thought it was a good relation, you know? Like, I'm not sure. I didn't volunteer as tribute. The sheriff of WA said, you're going next.
Mate, I've actually, as a friend of a defendant, I've actually been to the district court in Perth.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, surprised I didn't see that.
We actually, no, this was a while ago.
Well, surprised they didn't tell me about it.
Oh. Well, we actually got pulled over by the cops on the way there.
Okay.
Because this is
why
a couple of broom blokes, a couple of blokes from up
okay,
north. We don't have. Oh, ooh, stereotyping.
No.
Are you assuming something?
No.
Excuse me.
No. I know what you're saying. I was going by you, and like I know what you're like when you go back to your hometown. You get all wild and rowdy.
No, this is down here. This is
yes, I know that, but never mind. Carry on.
We don't have trains up in Broome. We don't have traffic lights up in Broome, and that
don't
was
you?
Where the problem. No, we don't.
Fun fact of the day:
we've got a crap load of roundabouts.
Okay, just,
where a traffic light could go, they put a roundabout there.
Just that seems a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, well, it was
so
even
when
more
do you
dangerous.
Stop?
Than,
you don't.
You don't. You
just, it's literally, just, Broome is a straight road with roundabouts.
You've been to Bali? You've been to Broome. Those roads are chaotic.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were actually, I was actually driving me and my mate to the court, and we stopped at a, what do you call it, train tracks?
Yep.
Well, I don't even
crossing,
know what they're
crossing,
called. A crossing.
Crossing.
Thank you. And I learned how to drive up north. I got my license up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I'd ever been at a crossing, and the barriers had gone down, and the red light had come on.
Oh.
So, and then on the other side of the road was a cop car. we kind of said, oh, classic, we're about to go verse him at court.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my dad, my mate did something bad. Anyway. Ah. So the barriers came up and we drove straight through. We thought it was fine, but no other car was moving. And we're like, what's going on here? Cop lights came on. They turned around, pulled us up.
No.
And we were stunned. We're like, what have we done wrong? You've got to wait for the red light to go off. And to us, that sounded so stupid. But now we realize that we're the stupid ones.
Well, you weren't used to it because you don't have traffic lights.
We think as soon as the barriers go up, go
that's
through,
it,
mate.
Because
go
you through. Don't you know what a red light means.
You're being waved on.
Yeah, oh, exactly. That's unbelievable.
But yeah, the cops ended up pulling us up. We were
did you get fined?
No. Well, the best part was we were wearing suits. The cops asked us what we were doing. And we were like, we're going to court to verse you guys. And they lost it. They lost it laughing. And they just sent us on our way.
Because they thought, they were probably thinking you were joking.
Oh, yeah, we were deadly serious. They probably thought we were going to a ball or something.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Oh, yeah. How to get out of a fine 101 with Samuel McGinn.
Wear a suit, look clueless, and be from Broome.
Your next book.
Boom.
But that was only Monday, jury duty. Anyway, back to the reason why we are here on Friday. You got yourself a fish.
I did, and a blender. And then combine the two.
Thankfully, no animals were harmed in that sentence and when you created it.
I forgot about that. I probably shouldn't say that. But RSPCA or Peter or whoever is out there.
Your fish is okay. It's fine. Okay. I'll vouch for you. Your fish
is
fine.
The rocks are covered.
The metal part.
The metal part. Yeah, yeah.
You're fine.
It's a good look.
You named it as well.
Should we put a photo up on Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah. Tell the world about your fish.
I think it was a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to go Monday to Friday here, but basically, you got yourself a fish.
Got myself a blender from a guy called Sing.
Which you're now using as a fish bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why you have a blender.
Cord's cut.
Yeah.
Fish is in the blender.
You know, you got a name for this fish. You got the style of fish. Come on, people out here, they want to know.
It's a Siamese fighting fish.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's been damaged. So it got damaged on transport.
It's like Nemo.
It is a bit like Nemo. It's as friendly as Nemo.
It's nice of you to take that on board, take on ERAM.
Yeah.
And
that's right. It's called ERAM.
Yeah, it's dying... It took like 5 minutes for you. The amount of times I said, you've got a fish. What's its name? ERAM. That's its name.
And that's a dying program we've got. And we love ERAM, the program. So we thought if we name a fish ERAM... Program dies, fish stays alive.
ERAM lives on.
ERAM. Yep, exactly.
That's right. And of course...
Hang on, sorry, speaking of Peter, did you hear about that story with hunters and collectors?
Oh, I did hear about this.
How they wanted Peter, wanted them to change their name to...
Like a 35-year-old band to change their name who are like renowned classics.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hey guys, hunters and collectors. It's 2017, let's change that name.
I think that had the whole office up in arms, but it was a ploy. Because they ended up asking for them to, it seemed like it was a publicity stunt, because they asked them to change it to Hunters and Collectors of Antiques, or Hunters and Collectors of Beer
Cans.
Oh,
so it was a gag?
It must have been a gag. It seemed like a publicity stunt, because Peter have done some stupid stuff before, and it sounds like it's a bit of a gag.
Oh, no good.
So originally it sounded serious, and it seemed to get quite a few people up here, up in arms.
Yep.
But it ended up being, it sounds like it's a ploy, so... Well played, though. It's got us talking about it.
All right. But anyway.
Number one comedy podcast in Perth.
We prefaced the last episode with what this ep was going to be about. We had the company bake-off at work.
The CEO bake-off.
Last week.
It's a big deal.
And it was incredible.
It's an annual event. It's been going for I think, 45 years.
Where the people in this building get together to bake their finest dishes in some cases, and we take them upstairs during team meet when everyone in the building goes upstairs and congregates together and enjoys a morning tea.
A couple bucks into the kitty for
Oz Harvest. It was for Oz Harvest, and you and I got a tweet last week on what to make. Someone tweeted out Mars Bar Slice, and we thought that's simple enough. And we then went from there.
Well, no, what sold it was that the fact we didn't have to use an oven.
Well, that's right. We completely defeated the purpose of the bake-off.
Yeah. The only thing we could have gotten wrong is burning chocolate in a microwave, which we didn't do. Did we? We almost did.
Almost did. Yeah. Which we almost did. But anyway, what we're getting to this episode, we're going to try and keep ourselves along. There's a few baking things we've got going on in here, but it'll be a recap of the bake-off. You and I bought our phones with us and we recorded some of the stuff. Now, this first clip that we're going to play is, we were nervous.
Oh, extremely.
So you and I...
What we also need to tell them was there was a big prize on offer.
That's it, of course.
Obviously, it was for charity, but...
There was a $500 Friends Restaurant gift voucher on hand. So here's you and I licking our lips at a beautiful dinner date.
All we have to do is donate $5 to cook.
That's right.
Bake, sorry.
And from here, what you're now about to going to listen to is the Bake Off in session, and people are giving us their reviews. Yeah.
Slice?
Can we entice you to a slice of our Mars bar?
Is it gluten free? That's the question.
You know, we'll wait to see what reaction you have, and then we'll know if it is or it isn't.
Is Mars bar gluten free?
I don't know.
What is gluten free?
Okay, we're two minutes in, and no one has grabbed a piece of our cake yet. We're working on it. Excuse me, is there a reason why you went for the Nutella cheesecake over our Mars bar slice?
It just looks better. How the f*** did you get this out? Well, see, actually, at this moment, I wish
no
I could
trouble,
more.
No trouble with a piece versus a cheesecake, so unlucky for you.
Are you meant to eat that bit?
Yep, that's
okay, the reason I did it is because I feel like if I ate yours, I'd get sick, and I'm going to Rotto tomorrow, and I don't want to have diarrhea on the boat.
That's kind of gross, but it's a valid reason. Gemma.
Yep.
You've got our slice there.
Yeah.
You've got a corner too.
What drew you to picking that up? Was it the appearance or the hopeful satisfaction of good taste that you're about to get?
I just felt bad for you, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Okay. How was the hot coffee Mars bar slice?
Mate, one of the great things that I've ever tasted in my life, the coffee followed by the Mars bar slice was just melted in your mouth, was 10 out of 10. Can't fault it.
Is it up there with Donald Bradman's career?
Yeah, well, he averaged 99.95, whereas I'd give this 100.
We've done it. We've done it. Thank you, sir.
What's the surprise?
That we made it.
Okay.
And no one thought that we could. Lisa, it's $500. I just want to come and get a reaction from you, because you are pregnant, and we know pregnant ladies love cravings. Was there by chance the reason you grabbed our Mars bar slice is because the little girl inside, she's kicking?
Oh, yeah.
And she wants a bit of the Sam and Carl edible Mars bar slice. Is that true?
I did want a bit of Sam and Carl's slice inside me, so...
Yeah, well, yeah. My lord, we're getting out up here. This is good. Layla, you liking our slice?
I really like it.
Yep, thank you very much.
How'd you make it?
Love, sweat, tears, not into the bowl, hopefully. And it all came together. You know, it was a long, hard 2 hours up here yesterday when everyone leaves work. We don't.
You made it here?
Yeah, upstairs. Wow. We made, everything we make is in-house.
Oh, cool.
What are your thoughts on that?
Are you recording?
Yeah. Enjoy.
Holtzy. As a fellow baker and gatekeeper of the boats.
I think it's a case of the pot calling the kettle black here,
boys. No, hang on, who's counting? The Russians or the Australians?
I think the three of us can count. That way, it'll be
just
very
on the slide. Are you trying to, you know, maybe we can rig the votes? $500, we'll take you out for dinner. Hey,
you're on.
Everyone's a winner.
You're on.
Friends,
like,
let's see,
like
what,
thinking,
happens here. Let's see what happens here.
I like it.
Let's see what happens here, guys.
Your desk in 20.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah, we're on. There you have it. That was the reviews of our Mars bar slice. Positive, wouldn't you say?
I was going to say, I didn't hear a negative one.
I heard was pretty much you and I with half the Mars bar in our mouth throughout that whole thing while we were interviewing you.
It may have been other people's food too. It may not have just been ours. But
we had a bloody piece of dessert in our mouth. But anyway, as you said, very positive.
Not a negative one in earshot.
Inside. How's that Donald Bradman one? Very good interviewing from
Lockie you. Smith. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Appreciated.
But if there was a negative one, we probably wouldn't include it anyway.
But obviously, sitting there going, well, what happened, boys? Well,
what are the results?
We want to keep you listening, so...
Oh, is this a...
A little hook?
Little hook?
Little hook.
Little cut
we'll
hook.
Keep you... We're going to keep you listening. We're going to play the second part of our bake-off and the results a little bit later, right after we play you... I mean, it's a staple of any podcast, this... Fake calls, prank calls. You want to walk us through this one? Because I think this one will be, this is a Bake Off themed potty. So you've obviously heard that song by Sting, famous song. It's called An Englishman in New York. It goes a bit like this if you don't know it. Wow, we have to wait for the 20-second intro.
I thought you might have cut this.
I did. And it didn't play. What?
We can talk during it. It's
anyway.
This was originally going to be a one-off segment.
That's
this,
right.
This idea that you had here.
Oh, anyway, have a listen. I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. Englishman in New York, Sting, famous song. We thought, Bake Off themed. We call a bakery as an Englishman in York, and we call it an Englishman moving to York.
I just want to say you nail it too. I don't know what a good English accent sounds like.
Oh, please, disregard the piss-poor English accent, but this is an Englishman.
I've got big shoes to fill. I'm already sweating for next week.
An Englishman moving to York.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is the Flour Mill Cafe.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
This is Janet.
Hey, Janet, my name is Colin, and I've just called from Chestershire, England. I'm just wondering, I've seen a couple of your pastries and pasties that you've got there. I'm just wondering, do you have tea there, my dear? Because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Okay, and you've got toast, obviously, because
I only like it
done on one side. Sorry to butt in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've got the right place.
Yeah, you're in York.
Yeah, in Australia.
That's right. I'm an Englishman who's just moved to York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can hear it in my accent when I talk.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, right? You'll see me. I've got a walking cane at my side. Uh-huh. I take it everywhere where I walk. As I said, I'm an Englishman moving to York.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I feel like an alien here. A legal alien. I'm just an Englishman who's moved to York, you know?
Okay, yep. We're open. Do you know our hours?
No. Pardon me, if manners make a man, as someone said,
so
you know. Please, tell me.
So we're closed Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And then the other days, the weekdays, we're open from 9 till 5.
Well, then he's a hero of the day, isn't he?
And weekends, 8 till 5.
Oh, with the weekends. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile, eh? But be yourself no matter what they say. Isn't that right, Janet?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien, I tell you. It's so unbelievable. It's different here. I'm an Englishman, just moved to York. It's so different.
I've got some customers. I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries, Janet. Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye.
Just an Englishman moving to York.
Okay, see ya.
All right, Janet. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, man, I can't back that up. That is bravo. That, you know what? It's actually lucky we didn't...
Oh, poor Janet.
Lucky we didn't record on Tuesday because they would have been closed.
Yeah. It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant
but
to be.
But, gee, I got through three quarters of the song nearly.
It was impressive. I couldn't believe it.
I feel bad. Sorry, Janet. But
we'll give Janet a call later. We'll send down some
I'm taking a point for that one. I thought one was pretty good.
And now I've got it. So from now on, we're going to maybe call it the Lyrical Wheel. We'll work on the name.
We'll tweet the lyrics, of course, at Hot Coffee Pod, and you can actually play along. The comedy lies in playing along with the lyrics, the script.
Yeah.
And that one will be back next week as a random game. You're up next.
We'll have a new place.
I'm going to love...
A new set of lyrics.
Look, you don't have to do an accent. Like I do a piss poor English one. It just rolled in the title well.
That piss poor English one to you is like a miracle one to me. I can't believe... You know how bad I am with accents.
We know that.
So you heard my Japanese last week. That was garbage. So I might just be myself.
Yeah, mate, but a lot of people said that your Japanese was quite good.
Really?
Yes.
I heard contrasting views, but thank you.
Never mind.
Awesome.
We're moving on.
Yep.
Of course, we're getting to now, as we said, we wanted to keep you on.
Oh, you're still on the edge of that cliff? Cliffhanger. Classic.
We're here. We're going to take you back to now. We've met up in the office with the last lady who you heard at the end of the first grab there. Holtzie. She is the PA to the general manager of the building where we work.
Also the vote keeper and a fellow baker.
And the gatekeeper. And this picks up where you and I are counting the votes with her for the bake-off.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. First vote. We're here in the voting room.
Vote number one. This is like Survivor.
Can we get Holtzie to read it? So the first vote.
Number four is us.
Gee, this ain't half bad.
Great start.
That's a win. Number seven. That's irrelevant. Two Atkinson, I think. Irrelevant.
Oh, breakfast and producer. We have another number four.
It's two for four.
We've been called in to help count with the votes.
Oh, there's no number on that.
No. Yeah, is that a DQ vote?
12.
Oh, gee, that looked like a four coming out.
Number one, Cupcake.
We've still got the lead. 2-1-1-1-1.
Ryland.
2-1-1-1-1.
Okay, we're still in front.
Still in front. Number six.
Oh, I thought you were going to go four there for a second.
Number nine, Baklava Jam.
Oh, okay, the baklava has equaled us.
Hang on a second.
Number four. Not the best, but let the others savage them.
Vote is a vote, and we will take that.
No.
That's six and nine.
She's done two. She did two.
I feel like it's for best
so
dish.
So, just seeing that.
Oh, here's another vote. Yes. Are you rigging this?
No. Is it not being rigged?
They accused me. Oh, here we have another one. Oh,
someone even voted with their chocolatey hands.
It's a good sign. It means it's legitimate. That's
100
it.
Out of 100.
Oh, my God. Oh, we currently lead here. And our closest competitor is on two. Oh, here come the votes for Tommy
Jimmy
Atkinson.
Oh, Jimmy's.
She's
on
Tom
the ball.
Atkinson.
Yeah, well,
number four, amazing.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
Okay, probably one of you two.
Captain Kim.
Oh, the baklava. I didn't realise we had bloody Turkish people voting in here.
Big effort for Holtzie.
We could be real.
We've slowed down real quick at the 100 metre straight.
Jemmy.
Oh, there.
Jemmy.
What's this?
How many votes are left?
I don't know.
Okay, count up yours.
Wait, I'm pretty sure Ryland's pipped us.
Okay.
One, two, three.
How many have you got?
Eight.
Tommy Atkinson, but.
One, two. Five, six,
seven. You're kidding. We've won by a vote.
Two, three, four, five.
We've done it.
Did we win?
We did. All right.
Did we just win the bake off?
We've just won the bake off.
We just won the bake
off. We're getting baked, baby. Yes.
We've won the bake off.
It's for charity, by the way. It's for charity.
It's for charity. All proceeds.
We're going to donate.
Holy. We just won by one vote.
Stopped real quick at that end part there. But I thought we were done there.
The edible Mars bar slice, baby.
No oven needed.
Come on.
Try and start again. There it is, Sam.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps still.
Winners of the Bake Off 2017.
The great CEO Bake Off.
The edible Mars bar slice. It just couldn't get any better from there. We were on such a high. How can you... Where do you go from there?
Our names were being engraved on the trophy.
Two blokes just who didn't know how to cook.
Two out of town guys just strolling their
way
in.
And they thought they had done it.
What do you mean? We had done it. What are you talking about?
And they thought they had done it.
Wait, what?
What's happened, mate? What's the matter? You're sweating. You look sad.
Yeah, I'm frazzled, mate. This is unbelievable. We were up.
Yeah,
we had it won. We've celebrated.
We did have a good celebration.
We've fallen at the finish line because there was an online vote, which I still think is heinous.
Yeah, I reckon that could be looked at by the officials as
unofficial. Rigged. People didn't want us to win. We were the better man today. And
not sure how much I care, but
to be fair, we didn't actually lose.
Yeah, well, it's a draw.
Did you say you didn't care?
I care to the point of... I wish we won, but...
Wait, so you don't want $500 of dinner voucher for you and I to go and spend?
I do, but I feel like it maybe at the same time everyone kind of deserves it, but... So if it ends up being a draw, we can go out with the engineering guy.
Be a man!
It could be a three-way.
Be a man.
It could be a three-way with the engineering guy. We can enjoy a friend. He's kind of a friend of ours. It's a call from the...
It's the judge.
Voting official.
Answer it.
Hello? It's a Mars bar slice. Wait, don't hang up on me. What's going on?
Well, we're going to have to split the prize.
So that...
For you and Carl too.
So you're saying that email vote was legitimate?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there it is. In the terms and conditions, but
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
It had to be on a sticky note. I thought this was for charity, Holtzy. Just have it for us.
And with that call, ends our reign of Bake Off champions.
I think this has divided us more than brought us together.
Oh, I forgot that happened. You're still salty, aren't you?
We all want to forget that.
Oh, no. Hopefully that VO doesn't hold up in court too, because that that charity money's going straight to our mouths.
An online vote.
An email vote. It was a late one. The original votes were all cast
your
on
own
pieces of
account manager.
Oh, don't get personal here. It's not we don't no affiliation.
Your own account manager.
I'm disappointed in her.
Killed
not
her.
As at least now we can share the money.
I which am no, so
no
upset.
One ever said.
Someone just took $500 away from us by sending a goddamn email.
A one-liner.
Have you ever been stung like that? I have.
Call in now.
Oh,
it did.
You know what
really,
else I'm upset about?
It did really
that when we're playing that back, it sounds like it was recorded on my first ever bloody Nokia.
You know, that actually happened though. That none of it is staged. It was so. It was. You couldn't have written a better script in terms of the.
What do you
not
mean?
For us.
The
not for us.
The script was set. Two blokes from the depths of sales coordinators.
Quite a low life in the building.
They have just
rose
taken
from
out,
the ashes.
We took out people who had taken home baking lessons and bought at home stacks of Nutella pancakes. The edible
we're
Mars
talking,
bar
we're
slice
talking
and
people,
won it.
We're talking people with chefs as parents. And we beat them with an edible Mars bar slice.
Never forget.
Oh, actually, no, we didn't beat them. We drew.
Way to rub it in again. Oh,
oh man, it was pretty entertaining. But well, we still haven't been to French
we'll
restaurant
never,
either. We haven't actually
never
received,
forget that,
Carl. We haven't received our $250 voucher.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know why? Because it was a $500 one.
How do we split this? See, all the problems arose from the email,
and it should have been void because all the other votes were cast in a bowl, covered by
it was
a table
late.
Tennis
it's
bat.
A late vote. I'm not. I'm still filthy.
And we did tell her, we're not naming any names, we did tell her to not put the vote in.
A lot. We didn't know who she was voting for. Well, let's make that clear. We,
no, no,
we didn't
no,
know
I knew,
that.
I knew she was voting for the Nutella
what?
Cheesecake. I knew.
You knew?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She said it, and I said, don't vote for him, because he'll be our biggest competitor.
That you would have known that had we counted the votes yet?
No, but remember I was saying it was engineering people when it wasn't engineering. It was
okay.
Still so I had all my wires crossed.
Still no acceptable.
If I was more on the ball, then maybe we had the $500. But let's not blame me. Fair. Let's blame someone outside.
But pretty much, mate.
Hot coffee.
That wraps up the Bake Off edition of Hot Coffee.
What a whirlwind. It went highs and lows.
It's been a lovely almost half hour with you.
Beautiful.
That felt like it went for no time at all.
It actually went quick. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, we hope you did too, obviously. What's coming back next week?
What is coming back?
Well, we're back to trying to get our Twitter handle back, of course.
Hajime Shat.
Will Ponder Replay come back? Is Sam Simply Suggest getting a new opener after the Twitter poll?
Oh, of course.
Remember, if you haven't voted, there's still time.
Yeah, it's kind of one-sided.
It is.
Yeah.
But I also want to bring in something. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a video that's been doing the rounds, as you know. I'm a bald man.
I think this video has been doing the rounds only for bald people.
Only for
I
bald
don't,
men.
Like, no one with hair has seen it.
It's by a group called Quiff & Co. in the UK.
Quiff or Quiff?
Quiff & Co.
Quiff. Okay, Quiff.
And they have made like a toupee, a hairpiece.
Yeah.
And it looks unreal. You can go in the water and everything like that. And I thought, gee, that's unbelievable. I wanted to look into something like that, and we thought, let's get it for the show. It could be the show's toupee or something like that. Only problem is it cost £2,500.
£2,500?
Pounds, as Colin would say.
Colin's bad.
What's
that in Australian dollars?
I don't know, probably almost double?
Double, so like $4,500.
Yeah, something like that. So I thought, could I get a quick quiff? Love the top. I want to start a GoFundMe.
Oh, no.
Next week, I start, or maybe I'll start it this week, and we'll pick up how we've gone next week.
I have a real pet hate with people who start these GoFundMe pages for their own gain. This is
Rogaine.
Hot coffee, is it?
My head.
Oh, sorry.
I need the hair back.
You don't need it. You look fine.
Bald. I know. But imagine how good it would be.
I've actually.
Before, you've never seen me with hair.
No.
We met when I had a shaved head.
I met when you were 45. Yeah.
Thank you. And a mortgage and next wife and two children.
Next wife.
Ex-wife.
Nicole getting the boot.
Oh, my God. Please. No, that's good. Gee. I'm getting under the bus. Thanks for that. I'll pick myself up from that one.
Oh, sorry, Nicole.
But
hang on. If you want to start this GoFundMe page, we should technically, if it's for hot coffee, we should technically already have money in the kitty.
Why? What sponsor do you see before and after this show, mate?
Oh, mate. I was going to save this for Sweat the Small Stuff maybe next week. But
okay.
I've got a couple of questions to ask you.
What? There's no... The GoFundMe page doesn't have a questionnaire, mate.
No, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Because if this is a hot coffee thing, did you or did you not win poker last week? You see where this is going. Did you just answer the question?
I did.
And about 4 hours earlier, did you or did you not
been saving this.
Yeah, I have. Did you or did you not say 4 hours earlier
You've been saving this.
It was. I told you it was going to be for Sweat the Small Stuff next week, but
well done.
Just hate it when your mates make promises and they don't keep them.
And what did I say, Samuel?
You said that if you won anything at poker that night, it was going to go towards hot coffee. Our manager Paul heard that.
I did not.
I think our cameras, the CCTV, audio.
Find me audio and then you have a deal.
I just hate how we
Where were you when I was in here editing last week's episode? I'll play that clap back straight at you. I'll do it. Where were you?
I was laying cables with some people that actually have got skill in this industry at Chidlow. Hello, Chidlow.
Fair enough, mate.
But I just don't understand. We've just started this, you know, potential to be something okay, mundane, medium, mediocre. And you've already broken promises that you've kept. Well, obviously not kept.
It's all to come in your next hot coffee shot, ladies and gentlemen. Nice.
You know who's got a good quiff? Justin Bieber. We'll be going to him in
Monday
a few
night.
Nights. Yeah,
maybe we can review that. Follow... I can't believe
you. I'm sorry.
Follow us on iTunes. I'm tilted. I thought I was tilted
hot coffee
for Monday.
On iTunes, Hot Coffee with Sam and Carl. At Hot Coffee
check
Pod
it out.
On Twitter. We've now got an Instagram.
Yeah. Leave a review, like and subscribe on all our social platforms. And, mate, we'll see you in the next step.
Yep.
I hate you.